Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Practice Justice, and is found in Jeremiah chapter 21, verses 8 through 14. Jeremiah is the longest of the Old Testament prophetic books by volume or number of pages. Jeremiah provides one of the most complete accounts of the fall of Jerusalem. This book provides details of the kings involved, the political maneuvering that took place, the reasons for the judgment, and the messages sent by God that were set aside and ignored. With the fall of Jerusalem, the Davidic dynasty came to a temporary end. For all intents and purposes, Israel never had another Davidic king until the appearance of Jesus Christ. Because the last Davidic king, Zedekiah, was blinded and his sons and aides all slain by Nebuchadnezzar, it has been difficult to trace the Davidic lineage. All we know is that Jesus is now on the throne of David, and there is and will be no end to his kingdom or any other king. With all this as a backdrop, the lesson today focuses on Jeremiah's call for Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and Jerusalem to surrender to Nebuchadnezzar. God told them that the damage had already been done and could not be undone. He had given the city to Nebuchadnezzar, and no one could save them. This was a message they did not want to hear and would not accept. However, they could save their lives if they would obey his word. His word to them can be found in Jeremiah chapter 22, verses 1 through 5. God is the God of covenant. The reason all this was coming upon them was because they broke covenant with God. Jeremiah 22, verses 8 through 9 says, "And many nations will pass this city and ask one another, 'Why has the Lord done such a thing to this great city?' Then people will reply, 'Because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God and have worshipped and served other gods.'" Why were they so determined not to heed the word of the Lord? That is a good question. Maybe if someone could answer that question, then maybe the question could be answered today. Because the same thing that they were doing is going on today. People just refuse to be ruled by God. As a result, there are inequities, injustices, violence, and immorality rampant throughout society. Justice is perverted and bought, and politicians and judges take bribes. The poor are oppressed and forced to live and work in conditions maintained by those who are greedy for money and refuse to share their wealth. They think they will get away and buy their way out of their unrighteousness, but God will judge them all. In this lesson today, Judah was past avoiding the judgment of God. God had passed judgment and had given the city to Nebuchadnezzar. The only thing that remained at this point was the severity of the judgment. And that depended on how they received and responded to his judgment. If they would heed his word at the mouth of Jeremiah, he would spare the monarchy and spare the city the total destruction that was to come upon it. Today, God has not yet pronounced his judgment upon the United States and the rest of the world, upon which there's no turning back, but is giving us a stern warning. We need to practice justice and begin to serve the poorest and most vulnerable in society. Stop hoarding money and resources. Cry out against violence, hatred, and injustice. Establish integrity in the judiciary. Reform laws that favor the rich and discriminate against and burden the poor. And work to see that everyone receives the necessities of life instead of it going to only those who are able to pay for it. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you cannot attend your own Sunday school, you are invited to join us online at 9 o'clock a.m. live and interactive at our website. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.